This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony. Just say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We'll talk more Lyme disease. Another question on that this hour. Also, somebody with, prostate cancer? We'll get to that in the gut microbiome this hour, big time. Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, kicking into gear here the first day of the week officially. Some people think it's Monday. It's not. It's Sunday. First day of the week is today. And we are here on the holiday weekend. Why? Because Super Don just loves to work. He just never wants to take a day off. And, you know, I was brought in kicking and screaming, but he used to work for the KGB. I couldn't say no. So
I have a great work ethic as a result of that. So.
Ridiculous, because you're afraid, you know, Putin will send you the rock piles if you didn't show up.
I'll end up in the gulag, that's right.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, Russian media, Russian mafia, I still say the funniest guy that's, I don't even remember his name, the guy that was at Florida State University, he went on a trip to Russia with his Russian language class, and he ended up being part of the Russian mafia that summer. Funniest darn story I've heard in a long time for a comedian to share. So, Kreischer, I gotta look at the guy, Bert something or other. Anyway, watch that. That's funny. That's some funny stuff. What isn't funny and is funny and sad at the same time is that the mainstream, lamestream media is claiming that everybody who didn't support Hillary Clinton or is not a Democrat basically is working directly or indirectly for Putin and Russia. It's all over, folks. If the support for the mainstream media or trust was down around 9%, it's got to be dropping to 1 or 2 or 3. If it's 0.5, that might be a high percentage at this point with these claims. And they said, well, it's just behavioral. You're useful idiots because you're not for Hillary. Wow. And then we asked last hour about Jill Stein. What the heck is she doing raising money to do recounts in these three states? In one of those states, she can't even raise a recount without suing for it, I think Pennsylvania. But her comment on the death of Castro, Fidel Castro. She says, Fidel Castro was a symbol of the struggle for justice in the shadow of empire. Presente. I'm like, dude, really? This is a doctor?
Unless you were gay.
Yeah. If you were gay, you're done. You went to gulag or killed. What is it with leftists that don't understand about totalitarian communist regimes? Fidel Castro, a hero to many? Really? Talk about all of the Cuban Americans that had to leave, to flee with their lives because they didn't believe in communism. I mean, it's like this blind spot. Is it so blind that you turn the eye, you know, like the leftists on Saudi Arabia? It's like, never mind that gay people are slaughtered there too. How about all them, women in all positions of power in the Saudi Arabian government? I don't think they can drive without permission.
They can, barely be able to drive. Yeah.
So, Jill Stein, if there was any credibility to you or integrity to your beliefs as a leftist, the fact that you would praise Castro. Now, I will say this about Castro was a little bit of the result of CIA meddling. Right, we have a problem in our own country of wanting to meddle in the business of other countries around the world. Now, granted, I understand that we didn't want necessarily a communist beachhead for the Soviet Union during the Cold War, right on 90 miles south of Key West. But at the same time, the military-industrial complex we were warned about from Eisenhower would benefit from having such a beachhead. And so the policy of isolation, that's the irony, our foreign policy of intervention is actually a policy of isolation. It guaranteed the Cold War continuing, guaranteed a run-up of profits for the war-making machinery on planet Earth after World War II, moving through Korea, Vietnam, etc. All of these things we can lay back and say it's the shadow government. So this is not us talking in favor of a meddling interventionist foreign policy. But at the same time, to support a communist dictatorship satellite of the former Soviet Union at the time, and all of the disasters that he did to the people of Cuba, that's also a cognitive dissonance that cannot be excused. And so, Jill Stein, you have no credibility anymore based on this. Now, come out and tell us if you've been threatened or if your family members have been threatened because you're doing this for Clinton. I don't know. Is it realistic? The changing of the election toward Hillary? I don't think so at this point. I don't think even Obama has come out and said he's in favor of that, but who knows where Obama's at with that. But the death that I would like to acknowledge because she lived a good life and she was quite a bright light, Florence Henderson. That's who Jill Stein, you should be celebrating, if anybody, not Castro. The Mama Brady, she passed away at 82. What did they say she died of? Was it heart failure? What happened to her? Do you know, Superdome?
Yeah, it was heart failure. It was unexpected. Yeah. She was up until her, last moments before she was hospitalized, she was working and she was on Dancing with the Stars and, the whole deal.
That's the way to go, quick. She lived the life, she's done, she's out of here. And she didn't have to suffer through the degradation diseases like the cancer. I'm not saying everybody has to either. But then again, this is part of what this show is about, teaching you how to live differently so that you're not a victim of, not your genes, but a victim of the environment that you surround yourself in, you live in, you eat in, you sleep in, you drink in, all of that. It makes a difference. It's not just your genes, folks. May in fact be your microbiome, though. How many of y'all work in an office space? You go to the office with who knows what else. It's like, going into an airliner, except you know the people. It's the same people every time. You know there's microbes that you're breathing in there. And it's kind of like, ladies, when you go into a dorm room with all your other lady friends and you start cycling together, you start sharing a microbiome. Now, that might gross you out, but it's true in the office place and space as well. In these self-contained buildings, you've got certain things that are circulating and, in some cases, can make you sick. Now, I guess that is, I don't know if that's news to some people, but the humans are really the suppliers of about, according to this article, 20% of the microbes in any given occupied building. This is from a Yale University professor and chemical engineer, Jordan Pechia. Studying microbiomes through the vents. They basically take samples and they see what's going on there. Now, if people are eating garbage, right? They're eating, let's say, fast food, which if it's animal-based, it's got antibiotic-resistant microbes in it. It's got all kinds of nasties in there altering your own gut microbiome. And if that 20% is coming from that, the kind of way you could suffer could be a way that you can't even rely on antibiotics. Not that we're fans of them, but we recognize there may be a place for them in extreme conditions. And so understanding the microbiome, you do things to shore it up. You got to restore gut integrity. And it doesn't require, in my opinion, fecal transplants. Could be the right probiotics, could be the right fermented foods. Certainly the restoration of the intestinal terrain, that microbiome, which is more than just flooding your gastrointestinal tract with good guys. It's about restoring integrity to the place where you're asking them to inhabit, to live. Now, there's a second, and by the way, this is also when the flu makes its rounds. It's because you've disrupted and destroyed the integrity of what is left of your gut microbiome after Halloween and then Thanksgiving. You overuse and abuse even good quality foods. You indulge, you gluttonize to the point where you've disrupted your microbiome, and then they say you caught the flu. Not necessarily. You created the flu from within. And yes, there's an exchange of people who have done the same thing, and suddenly you'll now see influenza coming back, and they'll say it's because you didn't get your flu shot. Another lie from the non-Russian media, mainstream media. Scientists say gut microbes may play a role in yo-yo dieting and obesity. Really? Tell us something we didn't know. When your gut is imbalanced, you have all kinds of things, including strange cravings. And we talk about absorption here. When you can not absorb the minerals from your food, or maybe they're not even there because the food you're choosing is devoid of them because it's been grown in chemically altered soils and pesticide-laden soils, so there are no life forms to break down the rock into forms of minerals that the plants can absorb so that when you eat the plants, you get the stuff from food. Again, going back to the microbiome of the soil, not just the microbiome of your gut, because the microbiome of your gut is much like the soil, teeming with bacteria, as we know, trillions, if you will, billions and billions at least, more bacterial cells than you have human cells, mammalian cells in your body. We destroy the microbiome out there, the macrobiome, if you want to call it that. We destroy the microbiome in here. This is where we come back to how do we heal the gut. Why everything comes back to that. Because you can try and put all the good stuff you want in. You can try and put all the good critters you want in. And if you're putting them in the desert, right, the napalm of antibiotics and all the other crap we're talking about here, even before it becomes officially crap, destroys the integrity of that living ecosystem to the point where you put your good guys in there and they go, we don't live here, and they die. Or they pass right on through. Heal the gut? Yeah. That's what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you haven't read the chapter called The Road to Colostomy Bags is Paved with Antibiotics and Prednisone, in my book, Unlock the Power to Heal, that I wrote with Ty Bollinger, now is the time to get it and give it as a holiday gift before my next book comes out on silver. But there's a chapter there about how to restore the gut microbiome. And I'll talk a little bit about it because I know we've got a lot of new listeners because The Truth About Cancer replayed, rebroadcast the Ultimate Live Symposium. And my lecture was on yesterday morning. RobertScottBell.com, you can learn about it there. You can go to UnlockThePowerToHeal.com or you can go to Amazon.com to pick up the book, Unlock the Power to Heal. Probiotics, yes. Fermented foods, yes. But heal the integrity of the terrain, the lining of the gut, the villi have to be restored, just like a cut, a scrape, or a burn wound. In order for integrity to be restored, you have to heal it. And that's what we're doing. We're going to do more of that after we do an FDA update, as the House wants to do something that could be very damaging to the health of Americans, but they think they're helping you. How are they wrong? We'll tell you after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite Metabite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Still having fun talking about the fact that all of our friends in media are Russian mobsters or Russian agents. You talk about straining credulity. It doesn't even come close. What are they doing? They're playing. I think they're playing themselves for fools if they think this is going to work. But I guess that's the act of desperation as the mainstream media, beyond rapidly losing influence, as evidenced by Trump winning this year and many more things beyond that. Wow. Incredible, incredible. Now, Super Don, do you have anything to add to that before we go into our Congress going after what they want here, which I'm going to tell you how wrong this is?
Yeah, I mean, of course I do, but I'm going to withhold for the moment, and we can get into this maybe on another show, because there's so much to say.
All right, I'm going to go an indirect route to get to this story a little bit, because it's about Congress voting on something that the Fear and Death Administration would have to implement. So it would give power to this agency. For those of you unfamiliar with the FDA, we've got a theme associated with their activity, and this would hyperstimulate a little bit more of their activity, despite what you think. Again, not to confuse you here, but get ready. When they're coming, hide.
In the early 1900s, a government agency was formed to protect the public from unsafe food and drugs. Since then, it has become corrupt and now protects the health of the industry over the safety of the public. Today, working with the government, they survive as soldiers of pharmaceutical fortune. If you love freedom, if you sell organic food or natural medicines, and if they find you, you might get a visit from the FDA team.
Yes, the FDA team will be unleashed if Congress has its way. There's a vote to a bill that would say we're going to speed up approval of all drugs. And you're going, wait a second, well, that makes no sense at all. Because isn't this like going against the FDA, which is really slow at approving drugs? No, you're not hearing what I'm trying to say. Granted, I haven't said a lot yet verbally, but get this picture. If the House is successful at voting in rapid approval of drugs, that means there will be more drugs covering more categories of health and or disease, which means, guess what? The FDA protection racket. If you're not familiar with this, the Fear and Death Administration is a protection racket for the pharmaceutical industrial complex. They run protection. That means if there are new categories of drugs suddenly flooding the market because they've been rapidly approved, it means there will be more action and activity against health food stores, against dietary supplement manufacturers, against those purveyors of homeopathic remedies, even though they are relegated to drug status according to the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act of 1938, passed in 1939. How's that for a twist of perspective, Superdon?
I think you nailed it.
Yeah.
And
I don't think people will see that.
The FDA, as we've talked about before, you know, when they were first created, they had a very specific job. You know, it's like you had one job to do, right? Mm-hmm. And you screwed that up. It was a genuine, I think, we can't really argue with what the spirit of what it was that they were supposed to do and why they were formed initially. Mm-hmm. But over time, just like everything else, human nature, people have become subject to, bribes and money and power and things of that nature. And so today, they do more to hurt people than they do to help people.
Yeah. And this is the thing. This is where Republicans seem to be more in favor of freedom, but they're so deluded. And it's like, oh, no, he's attacking Republicans. It's like, dude, I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm an American if I align myself politically with any nation on this planet, although it will be the de jure American under America under these United States and the Constitution for it. But that's long since been gone. As we talked about earlier in the hour or last hour, every plank of the Communist Manifesto you can find in evidence in a modern America. That's not America. Despite Castro dying. We were living in a communist country. That's the irony. The mainstream media is trying to argue, oh, you're Russian if you disagree with Hillary Clinton and the Democrats. And yet the Republicans are falling into the trap here of giving the FDA more power to approve drugs. Dismantle the FDA. Trump, if you're listening, dismantle it. Let freedom live. And then you will not have this illusion that the FDA is protecting you from dangerous drugs and food. When in fact they're protecting the makers of dangerous drugs and corrupt GMO foods. They're protecting those industries from the people whom are harmed by them. That doesn't sound very freedom endorsing to me, does it to you? All right, back to questions of the day next. If you'd like to call in, do it now. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiere, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
What's happening, y'all? Hope you had a great weekend, and we're heading into the new week here, post-Thanksgiving. If your GI tract is a little upset, we've got some solutions for you in just a moment with questions of the day. We are calling, I don't know what you'd call it, on the mainstream media, calling all of our friends Russian sympathizers because they didn't want Hillary or, I don't know, globalism. In fact, that's what it is, folks. The reality is the mainstream media and the elites in both parties are globalists. And they're utilizing any desperate measure they have left to keep control of the situation, stay on top of it. In fact, John Rappaport, a good buddy from No More Fake News, who publishes here at robertscottbell.com as well, headline bombshell, David Gergen's Elite Connections, his attempt to stop Trump, famous Trilateral Commission reporter, and this is by John Rappaport,
And boy, oh boy, you begin to realize that it isn't about being Russian or not or American or not. It's about being a globalist or not. And the mainstream media and global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state, globalism is where it's at. Donald Trump is the anti-globalist candidate in this last cycle. This is why the people started, you know, going, yeah, I think we'll vote for Trump. Even if they didn't like him so much, they said, yeah, like the Democrats that defected from the Democrat Party temporarily, that may have woken up and realized that Hillary Clinton is a globalist. She's not for the people. She's for cheap goods from abroad and putting you out of business, putting you out of a job, and then saying, I'm going to come in and say, we're going to put in a $15 mandatory minimum wage, which will put even more poor people out of work. Freedom is not something that the elites from either party actually want. As I pointed out last segment, where you have the Republicans voting for, in mass, accelerated approvals of new drugs in a monopoly. What does the Fear and Death Administration do as part of the bureaucratic oligarchy? Unelected bureaucrats run your life, put you in jail, or rob you of your ability to earn a living if you don't comply with them. That is not an American ideal. It's become that. But it's like that with disease in America and the West. Disease is the new normal. Yes, it's normal to have diseases, to have many of them. Chronic illnesses. In fact, we covered a story earlier on today. Go back and listen in the archives about the fact that vaccinated children are more chronically ill than unvaccinated children. Chronic disease is the new normal. Used to be for old people. Now it's for people of all ages. Kids, you want your chronic disease? Line up. Go to your pediatrician. Go to your pharmacist. Get your flu shots. All of that. Guaranteed, if you survive the shot, you're downward spiraling into chronic disease, including devastating chronic manifestations like autism, mercury toxicity, and the like. Super Don, the logical fallacies coming from the mainstream media sound a lot like the skeptics, do they not?
It's very, very similar. This is why I think it's gotten under my skin today in reading this. Is the ignorance is crazy. And, you know, it's funny because just last week we got that question of the day from somebody, or it was a comment, with an idea of doing, like, logical fallacies again. You know, kind of pointing out the stories and how these are, you know, fallacy, blah, blah, blah. And this would be a perfect candidate for something like that, because the media is the mainstream media is trying to shut down the alternative, what we would call the alternative media or the new media, right?
Yes.
By now, they want everybody who disagrees to be Russian sympathizers, and it's just crazy to me. They might as well just call everybody witches. It's like they're trying to start a witch hunt, or I would even equate it to something like an Inquisition, right? Like the Spanish, remember this, you know, everybody's heard of the Spanish Inquisition.
Right.
Which basically that was just, it was like a tribunal to uphold the, you know, the religious
authoritarian in charge. Then, but yeah, you're right. It's right? You're a witch. Yeah. You're a witch. We'll burn you at the stake.
Yeah.
And the thing is, the leftists don't get it, is that they'll be on the side of that burning that they're not going to like, because they don't like you. They're using you. You want to talk about useful idiots? That's what we're talking about.
And here's the problem with the logic in this whole thing. I mean, if you as a whole, as the mainstream media, have such a low approval rating, and the majority of Americans think you guys are full of crap, what makes you think that you have some kind of foundation of credibility or power that you're going to be able to go after anybody at this point? You don't have any legs to stand on at this point. What are you thinking?
You're right. They're suffering from fluorosis. They have no legs because they've got so much fluoride they can't even stand up.
It's ridiculous. I just can't understand.
It is ridiculous. All right, here we got another question of the day. This one's coming from Peter, and he submitted this through the website, robertscottbell.com. Sign up for email alerts there. We don't send much, but when we do, it's important. Hello, I saw you on the Truth About Cancer Symposium yesterday. I have a question. I was diagnosed with prostate cancer some months ago. I stopped chemo after several cycles as tests showed no improvement. But meanwhile, I suffered hugely from infections and other side effects and severe pain. The oncologist gave me antibiotics several times for the infections, and they seemed to disappear. But unfortunately, the antibiotics seemed to cause constipation. Ooh, sounds like my history when I was a kid, though. Peter continues, I said, I get no useful support for this issue from my oncologist. Fire him. Peter, that's my kind holiday message to you. Fire him. Just my opinion. You don't have to take it. Let's see. Because his advice was to use milk of magnesia. And it gives me only small bowel movements, sometimes only once a day, and lots of pain in between. My question, this is Peter's question, is there any protocol I might consider to reestablish gut balance and take me towards reestablishing regular and balanced bowel movements in hope of finding a way to recover, Peter? Might we have a solution? Might we have an answer for Peter? That's your cue, Super Don.
Well, of course. Is that a trick question?
It's a trick question. Totally a trick question. But look, but isn't this amazing? The oncologist gave him antibiotics. Have I called antibiotics chemotherapy?
Yes.
I have. And here's the proof. An oncologist is using them. It's rapid chemotherapy of the gut. It's just devastating. It's napalm. And guess what? He got constipation. Why? Because it mowed down the villi. The thing that responded and it helped with the peristaltic action to move materials on through the GI tract down into the colon for elimination. It's destroyed by your oncologist. But it could be by any doctor that's prescribing antibiotics unnecessarily, vast majority of the times unnecessary. So how do we heal the gut? Now, you've got massive infections. And I will say briefly, you weren't asking about the prostate issue, but anytime there's prostate cancer present, you can be sure selenium levels are too low. So make sure you're getting a whole food selenium like we write about in Unlock the Power to Heal and ramp that on up, Peter, so you can break that cycle of prostate issue. But you're not deficient in chemotherapy any more than you're deficient in antibiotics. And, of course, now the antibiotics are going to make sure you're deficient in everything because your gut has been destroyed and now you can't absorb and assimilate. So what do? You go to aloe1.com, A-L-O-E-1, the number 1.com, Stockton Aloe1. Order a few gallons, if you can, of the frozen, fresh, unpasteurized aloe vera juice. And you mix it with the bioactive silver hydrosol, sovereign silver or the Argentin 23, whatever you can get. And you take an ounce of each. You drink it down 3 times a day on an empty stomach. You replenish with probiotics every night. Bare minimum 2 weeks, and that's in a mild situation. In your case, because of your history, you might be looking at 4, 6, or 8 weeks. We're talking about restoring the integrity of the gut and the microbiome. This is not reversing disease. Oh, Robert told me how to reverse a disease. No, I didn't. I said, you're going to do the things that will restore integrity to the gastrointestinal system, break the cycle, the downward spiral that you're caught in, the web of the monopoly of modern medicine sanctioned by your government. You can break the cycle, Peter, but you're going to have to stop asking permission of dunderheaded doctors like oncologists who tell you milk of magnesia is the way to go. Yes, you can take magnesium orally until you get diarrhea, but that's a stopgap measure. Then you've gone beyond tolerance. It's not benefiting you in terms of deficiency. It's just irritating and moving things through. Topical magnesium might be a way to go for that if you're deficient, which you likely are. And you can do the Ease Magnesium, and you can go to activationproducts.com in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. You'll see a link there. Enter the code when you check out, RSB15. And when you're there, get the marine phytoplankton, the pure marine phytoplankton, because that will help to nourish your cells on a very deep, deep level, the micronutrients you need. Very potent food for you. RSB15 gets you 15% off, by the way. This question's coming in from Angelo. I got sick at the age of 14. For 7 years, I went through fevers, headaches, weakness, dizziness, arthritic pain all over, and many other symptoms. At 22, got rushed to the hospital with severe headache in the back of my head and a fever of 104. Woke up 4 days later in a hospital room connected to all kinds of IV machines, and there was a party going on in the room when I came to. Doctors and nurses were celebrating that I was alive. Sounds like he had a meningitis at that point. The doctor whispered in my ear that I was the luckiest person he's ever known. When I asked what happened to me, he said that he thought I had meningitis. Yep, there it is, meningitis. My life was never the same after that. 20 years later, I get diagnosed with Lyme disease. Second Lyme question today, Super Don. Did 2 years of antibiotics intravenously, talk about the PICC line last hour, and still have been sick ever since. Can you please help me to get better? Thank you, Angelo. Well, I put out that invitation, and I know this was risky because I may get so many requests, I might have to find another way to publish this. But there are doctors, there are physicians, MDs and DOs using silver off-label intravenously to get their patients well when the antibiotics fail, and they fail readily and regularly. Put their patients on 2 years of antibiotics. This is not unusual, and it devastates their system even more than when they began. You cannot put a patient on permanent antibiotic therapy. They will die. And Angelo does not want to die. He's asking this question, and that's why I'm happy to answer it. So if you want to find out, if you can get your doctor, I'm not going to send it to you as a layperson, but if your doctor is sincerely interested in learning how to protocol silver into the mix so that you can overcome, truly help your patients overcome Lyme disease, for real. As a millennial will say, for realsies. You can go to robertscottbell.com, have your doctor submit the question, and I will send them the protocol from other doctors who have successfully used it. Okay? I don't do it because I don't do IV therapy. I'm a homeopath. But you will use homeopathy as an adjunct. You will use the gut recovery protocol as an adjunct. There are a lot of things that will enhance immunity. Beta 1 3D glucan. Beta glucan on sale. Best deal of the year from betterwayhealth.com through the weekend here, through the end of the month. Go get it now. We'll be back with pizza delivery in Japan. Who's delivering it now? And it's not a drone.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to ITIOH.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to ITIOH.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and ITIOH.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, ITIOH.com.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was flung out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swung up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora's 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm like, excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com. CARNIVORA.com. Call now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
And we're just getting warmed up, too. First day of 6 days in a row on the air. RobertScottBell.com. Check it out. Super Don here making it sound good. Advanced Medicine Tomorrow with Dr. Batar. Whole host of great guests this week coming up. And, of course, 866-939-BELL 24/7. You can call in and leave a message even when we're not on the air. Upcoming events. Holiday season. I know you're going to be shopping, but I'm going to be speaking live at the Health Basket. The 17th of December. That'll be the final official live to the public event of 2016. And then we crank it up pretty early in January, the 7th, in Davenport, Iowa, at the Integrative Lifestyle Forum. If you're not sure where that is, just go to the Robert Scott Bell Show notes. And you can scroll down in the notes and you'll see upcoming events. And they're there. You click on them, it'll take you right there, as well as a lot of our great sponsors that make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Super Don, on the Russian thing, just one more thing with you here before we go into the delivery of pizza in Japan.
Yes.
You know, there was a story a couple of years ago, maybe a year or plus ago, about Putin saying that GMOs are bad. He doesn't want GMOs in Russia. And I remember talking to you about that on the air, like, find out if that's real. Because I didn't even know if that was a real story. It was like, that was too good to be true, a whole nation saying no GMOs.
Right.
And Natural News reported on it, and that's one of the things they're saying, well, Natural News is a Russian propaganda agency now because they had a story about the fact that Putin said, right? And we couldn't find anything that invalidated that statement from Putin. I don't recall if we found anything.
I don't remember if there was anything. To be honest with you, I don't recall.
Weird.
Yeah, but I mean, here's the deal. You know, from what I've been able to gather, and I'm just gonna do it. I'm gonna spend some time looking at this thing, picking it apart. But the examples are thrown out there. Anything that says anything favorable about Russia, or anything that criticizes anything about the United States, is now considered by these guys as propaganda.
Wow. Wow. And, you know, the main propagandists are the people that are claiming that, the mainstream
media. And they don't.
Media,
they don't
the legacy
that,
media.
Or they don't realize it. Or I think these guys here, I think, are the useful idiots.
Yeah, well, they're vampires. They look in the mirror. They don't see anything. They cannot self-reflect. That's a lot about what a vampire is, and that's what they are. All right. Now, and listen, if you're going to order pizza, please, not Domino's. And I'm not picking on Domino's, but they're not organic. They're not going. They're got factory farmed cow cheese. Really? Really? I'm sorry. Just, it's like when I taught, my main complaint about Thanksgiving wasn't the people. It was wonderful. We had a great time. But it's like, dude, don't look the other way when you put organic GMO sugar, non-organic, I should say, GMO sugar. What do you call those? Puffaloes, marshmallows things?
Marshmallows?
Yeah. On sweet potatoes.
Oh, yeah. On the
sweet
potatoes.
On good, clean sweet potatoes. Don't do that. Don't ruin it.
Sweet potatoes are gross anyway. You can't.
Dude, sweet potatoes are awesome.
Lipstick on a pig, man. You know? But
you're crazy. You're crazy, dude. Sweet potatoes are awesome.
I'm not a fan.
I know. I know. Some people don't like them, but I love them.
But check this out, dude. Check this out.
What?
Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, apparently in Japan,
yes,
they are having some issues with delivering pizza in winter weather difficult. You know, they're having problems with the winter weather in Japan. Okay.
Okay.
So you would think in Japan, these guys are known for what? Like
high tech.
Super technology.
Yeah, it would be drones.
Oh, big time. So they're trying to figure out how to be able to deliver pizza in the winter. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, all right, here comes like the latest, greatest robot of some sort or something like that.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, they've come up with what they think is a solution, and it's not all that high tech.
No, in fact, they're stealing from Santa Claus. I can't stand for this. They want his reindeer.
Reindeer.
They want Santa's reindeer to deliver Domino's pizza.
Now, I will say that they are going about it in a weird way because they're trying to figure out how to get the reindeer to deliver the pizzas with no accompaniment by
unmanned aerial reindeer.
Yes. Well, not aerial, but...
Yeah. They're not the flying reindeer. Oh, maybe they're not Santa's reindeer then.
Yeah.
That's bizarre. Yeah, it's like they're putting on some pizza warmers, packing the pizza in, and they expect reindeer to go there. I'm like,
and
is it going to be electroshock therapy? Go left, go left, go
they're
left.
They're going to track them with some kind of GPS tracking technology, and they're trying to figure out at this point how to keep the pizza warmers attached to their backs and prevent the animals from wandering into dangerously...
Yeah.
You know,
if you see the picture, it looks very uncomfortable. It's like a giant heater cooler on the back. It's not even like a side pack that you put on a donkey. Right on the hump of the reindeer.
Interesting.
Incredible. All right. In Japan, the hand is used like a knife, and the reindeer are used like pizza delivery boys.
There you go.
All right, folks. We got a lot more healing to go, but we're out of time for today. We'll be back tomorrow with advanced medicine. Thank you to Andy on the board doing a great job first time through here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. We'll be back tomorrow. But in the meantime, remember this. The power to heal is yours.
Das Vedanya. Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food storage.